The Rome-Moscow Agreement, an Ask Father session with Father Paul MacDonald. The Second Vatican Council missed the ideal opportunity to condemn communism and consecrate Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Many attribute this to the Rome-Moscow Agreement of August 1962, also known as the Pact of Metz, which was agreed upon by Metropolitan Nikodin of the Schismatic Russian Orthodox Church and Cardinal Eugene Tisserand, with the approval of John XXIII.
Hello, dear friends. You have reached the Ask Father service of the Fatima Center. I would like to urge you to go to fatima.org, and where you will find the Integral Fatima message, nothing added, nothing taken away, and tons of awesome materials, clear, reliable, orthodox, to nourish your faith, to teach you the way that leads to God, devotion to Our Lady in general and to Our Lady of Fatima, and also an opportunity where you can contribute to the needs of the apostolate of the Fatima Center in order to spread the truth, the integral truth of the Catholic faith, and prayer and devotion and the message and event of Our Lady of Fatima as well. So, my friends, let us begin with a prayer in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to Thee. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to Thee. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to Thee. Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So the question is the Vatican-Moscow Agreement the reason why the consecration requested by Our Lady of Fatima has not yet been done? And our team has provided an initial answer. My own opinion, it may have been a factor, but is not the reason. So what is this Rome-Moscow Agreement that a representative of Pope John XXIII met with a representative of the Patriarch of Moscow, and a deal was struck? And this is all proven now, multiple proofs. Don't criticize communism in the council, and if you don't, we will allow some representatives of ours to be present at the council. And so it happened, and so for the council did fail to condemn communism by name. And there was even a petition within the council of 400 of the fathers of the council requesting a condemnation of communism. And the real reason for what happened was never given. But, I have to smile or smirk almost. Kind of like the kid where Mrs. Pringle says, Johnny, where's your homework? I forgot it. I lost it. They actually claimed, oh, we lost the petition. I will try to restrain myself, dear friends. So basically, the Rome-Moscow Agreement achieved its initial purpose, no condemnation, and it does seem to be guiding Vatican diplomacy even to our own day, where communism is hardly mentioned at all, even though it has enslaved millions and millions and millions and murdered millions and millions. And so it's a factor, but there are other factors at work. So since it was signed in 1962, it would not account for the previous missed opportunities to consecrate Russia, which were undertaken by Pius XII. It no longer seems very relevant in Francis's 2022 act, as he did not even seem to mind offending the Russian Orthodox or undercutting the authority of Moscow's Patriarch by just doing what he did, even if we may argue whether it was not perfectly what it should have been. But certainly, as a historical fact, Russia was mentioned, the word consecration was mentioned, Immaculate Heart of Mary. There still remains the question of the bishops of the world. But it's an offering, it's a prayer, and God is merciful. But my own personal opinion, I don't think it was quite what it was needed to be, but it wasn't nothing. Anyway, so the Rome-Moscow Agreement doesn't seem to be carrying that much weight these days. However, it may have been a very significant factor in why Russia was not consecrated nor communism condemned at the Second Vatican Council. As I have stated, all the bishops were gathered and it would have been an ideal opportunity to consecrate Russia. It was also after 1960 when the third secret should have already been revealed. So I hope that answers your question, dear Connie Aguayo. And so, through the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, through her Immaculate Heart, may Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you, protect you from all evil, and bring you all and all your loved ones to everlasting life.
This question and answer has been brought to you by the Fatima Center. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. To send Father a question or to support this vital apostolate with a donation, please visit our website at fatima.org or call us at 1-800-263-8160. It is our prayer that by the intercession of Our Lady's Immaculate Heart, this answer may help you to know, love, and serve God better. Saint Josephat, pray for us.